flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
92.3 The Fan. Breaking news.
I don't even know if it's multiple reports.
This is just coming out.
Yeah, this just came out. Miles Garrett has demanded, or I should say has requested.
Yep.
I'm getting there.
Yep. Just helping.
Miles Garrett has requested a trade, sending out a statement. As a kid dreaming of the NFL, all I focused on was the ultimate goal of winning a Super Bowl, and that goal fuels me today more than ever. My love for the community of Northeast Ohio and the incredible fan base of the Cleveland Browns has made this one of the toughest decisions of my life. These past 8 years have shaped me into the man I am today. While I've loved calling this city my home, my desire to win and compete on the high, on the biggest stages won't allow me to be complacent. The goal was never to go from Cleveland to Canton. It has always been to compete for and win a Super Bowl. With that in mind, I have requested to be traded from the Cleveland Browns. Signed, Miles Garrett.
All right, Miles Garrett has requested a trade. We go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Conveniently enough, our buddy Scott Petrak from the Chronicle Telegram, brownzone.com. You heard the news. It just happened. What do you think? What's your reaction?
Yeah, stunned. Obviously, Miles opened the door for this at the end of the season when he was talking about not wanting to go through a rebuild. And for the first time, kind of just said that he would consider being traded. And after years and years of saying how he wanted to win a championship or championships, in Cleveland, and never expressing any desire to leave, that was the first time he kind of made it public that it was in his mind. And Andrew Berry has said multiple times since then that they're not going to entertain a trade for Miles and plan to keep him and have him go from Cleveland to Canton. So I'm surprised that Miles wasn't satisfied by the Browns' plan to contend next year, not rebuild, assuming that's why he wants to be traded, that he thinks he has a better chance to go win a Super Bowl somewhere else. It's a pretty big change from where Miles has been throughout his career.
And that's a shot at Andrew Berry then, right? When he says in his release, the goal was never to go from Cleveland to Canton. That's right at Andrew, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's the quote from... Yeah, he's
Andrew.
Just kind of parroting Andrew's quote. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, when you said it, it hit me. I'm like, wow, he doesn't care about an extension from here. He doesn't care about playing here anymore.
Or did the extension talk not go the way he wanted it to?
Yeah, I don't believe that. I think.
Don't believe that either.
I mean, I think they would have gotten the extension done. He would have been the highest paid, or he still will be wherever he is, the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history. So I don't think that's it. I don't know if Miles just got tired of being here. I don't know if he looked at the NBA trade over the weekend and said,
yeah,
the best players there are getting traded. So, yeah, or, you know, one of the best players is getting traded. So, you know, why not me? You know, Miles is a different cat, and, you know, who knows what, you know, what the final decision was that made him decide to do that, you know, the final piece of the puzzle that said, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and go public with this request. But it's certainly a departure from pretty much all the conversations that I've had with Miles in the past and that we've had, you know, as a collective media group had with Miles in the past.
So I keep thinking about this, and as the story just hit, Miles Garrett has requested a trade from the Browns. If you're just joining in, again, there's a statement that's been out on multiple reports saying, I've requested to be traded from the Cleveland Browns. That's
and the statement's
line
in our hand right now.
We have it too. Yep. All right, so here's what I look at this as. One, what can the Browns get for him? And two, if he was ever going to leave, this might be the year for it, because this draft is unbelievably heavy with outside guys in the on the defensive side of the ball, defensive line.
Yeah, I mean, and there's a million things that million pieces of fallout that will could come from this. Now, you know, my first quick text to somebody for the Browns said that Andrew Berry said a week ago that they're not entertaining trading Miles Garrett, and that hasn't changed. So, just because he requested a trade doesn't mean he will be traded. Now, I'm sure in the whole dance that the Browns have to say they're not, you know, that their initial response is not to trade him because that gives them more leverage and what have you. So let's assume that Miles Garrett does get traded. Then I think it's two first-round draft picks and more. I think he's that good. He's the best defensive player in the league. Has been for the last 2 years at least. So I think you can get a lot. You know, the problem with trading him is I think that the teams that would want Miles Garrett would think that he gives them the chance to win a Super Bowl. And that's the kind of team that Miles is going to want to go to. So the first round pick you're going to get theoretically would not be
low.
A top 10 pick.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if I'm picking hairs here or not, or splitting hairs here, because if the guy doesn't want to be here and you feel you need to trade him, you just got to get as best a haul in return that you can. But I think it's two number ones and maybe more than that. And does it change at number two? Or all of a sudden, does it make Abdul Carter a no-brainer there, where he could have been the pick anyway? But
yeah,
if you don't have Miles Garrett, you have to go get his replacement. I mean, those are all the things that rush through my mind in the immediate aftermath of this news.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT!
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Again, reports out and statement from Myles Garrett. He has requested a trade from the Cleveland Browns. Scott Petrak joining us, Chronicle-Telegram, BrownZone.com. You can read all of Scott's coverage of the Browns and everything going on with his Myles Garrett thing. I would think that you don't want an unhappy superstar on a team that is coming off of three wins. And I would think that's a huge decision they're going to have to make, Scott, because you just said it. Just because he requested it doesn't mean they have to do it. But if they don't do it, man, that could get sticky.
Yes. And, you know, Miles is a different category than anybody I'm going to mention. But David Njoku at one time, he'd requested a trade, and Andrew Berry shut it down, and then he eventually gets an extension and says he's, you know, has been thrilled to be here and glad that the trade didn't go through. You know, Kareem Hunt went through that, whatever, hold-in in training camp a couple years ago, and the Browns didn't waver and they didn't buckle, and Kareem stayed and finished the season and played pretty well. So I don't think Andrew Berry is inclined to just give in to anybody's request. He's shown that in the past. But Miles, like I said, Miles is different, and Miles talks a lot. And that's one of the things I've liked about him, covering him. There's always a story. He's always willing to speak his mind, maybe more so than the Browns would probably like or have liked. So if Miles really doesn't want to be here, that's not going away. And he's going to make that known, and you would assume that that would mean sitting out the offseason program, and then does he hold out, and whatever, you know, whatever tentacles this is, whatever, however this goes down the road. So it's certainly a difficult spot for Andrew Berry. You could also view it as there was talk about trading him from the outside anyway. And, hey, if this is a time to rebuild or to jumpstart this rebuild and you have salary cap concerns and all those things, that maybe this is the right time organizationally to trade a guy like Garrett. Now, I never believe that. I think you got to keep your Hall of Fame players and build around them. I think the Browns felt the same way. But maybe this is kind of the push to, okay, we weren't going to do it, but we never hated the idea, so go ahead and do it and see if we can get a huge haul, and that is, you know, the impetus to a successful rebuild. But first you have to decide if it's worth it and if you're willing to give up on Myles Garrett, because it's not as simple as just, yes, we're going to meet his demand, because you can't have your whole team doing that, and you have to do what's best for the team. So I don't think Andrew Berry's going to cave necessarily, but I certainly think the door is way more open for a trade now than I did 4 days ago.
Yeah, I'm just wondering how disgruntled he would be if Andrew said, no, we're not trading you. And you, like you talked about, Njoku was kind of in that same boat. I'm trying to remember guys that have like demanded trades and ended up having to come in or didn't at all. Would he sit out? Would he not play? Would he say, no, keep your money, I don't want to play?
I mean, right. We'd have to find that out. Yeah. And like I said, Miles is different than a lot of people. I think he's strong in his convictions. And if it's come to this point and he doesn't really want to be here anymore or doesn't feel he can win here or whatever the reason is behind the statement, which I just read quickly before we came on, then I don't know if he gives up on that. Now, if the Browns say, hey, we're not doing this and you're under contract, period, and we want you to be here, and let's figure out whatever the issues are that you have. And part of that is we're going to sign you to a giant extension, a historic extension. Maybe that's how you get Myles Garrett on board again. But like I said before, I don't think the money thing is the biggest issue, because I think the Browns are going to give him a huge deal anyway. But if you're talking about how can this relationship be repaired and how can you get Myles to withdraw that request, you got to make him happy, and that would be part of making him happy. But it feels like that's not going to be enough to do that, just from Miles' decision to go public after all this time here. And, I mean, even on that last Hard Knocks, he said that the Browns are closer than they thought, and he had a good conversation with Andrew Berry.
Yeah.
This feels like a big flip from him, or this is a big flip from him.
Spotrac says he's under contract for 2 more years under Browns control. Does that sound right to you?
Yeah, he is.
Okay. Interesting. You have work to do, so we'll let you go. We thank you for sticking with us and talking with us about this.
Thanks, guys.
Thank Scott Petrak, Chronicle Telegram, BrownZone.com. Nice enough to stick with us after the breaking news. Myles Garrett requesting a trade from the Browns.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.